Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so we all know what neighbor trouble usually means, right? Like someone blasting music way too loud, or maybe getting a little too aggressive with the hedge trimmer.
Right, exactly.
But your story, this is different. This goes way beyond annoying into something else entirely. Honestly, it gave us chills.
It really does. And you know what gets me about it is how it starts out so normal, like just regular neighbor stuff.
Yeah, totally.
The trash, the weird noises stuff we've probably all dealt with at some point. It's almost like a horror movie that starts out slow and quiet, you know?
Totally. Like we've all lived next to that guy at some point.
Exactly.
But with your story, there's this shift, this one detail that really got to me. It was like, okay, this isn't just a messy yard anymore. This is actually creepy. And I'm talking about the dead squirrel you found.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, placed right there so deliberately.
That's such a good detail, too, because it's creepy, for sure, but it also could be nothing right.
Right.
Like, maybe just a coincidence.
Yeah.
But I think it works in the story, because it's almost like, at that moment, the writer, you needed to signal to yourself that something was seriously wrong.
Yeah, and the way you describe things starts to change, too. Like, it goes from just feeling uneasy to, like, you're being hunted.
Exactly.
Which is so unsettling.
Because it's not about the trash anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's about your safety. And that feeling of being watched, like even your own home isn't safe anymore. That's powerful stuff you've tapped into.
And I have to admit, at this point in your story, I'm hooked. I'm thinking, okay, this is one wild neighbor. But then it gets even more intense when you bring up the pentagram on the car hood. I mean, whoa.
Right.
That's where I think even I'd start to wonder if I was overreacting a little.
And it's totally fair to feel that way, because that's not just everyday weirdness anymore, right? That's a deliberate symbol, like marking territory. It's not just a neighbor dispute anymore. And, well, it's time to talk about cults, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we have to, because it's easy to dismiss, right? It's just a symbol. Maybe they're into something a little unusual, but your story shows how these situations where people seem like they just need help can turn into something much darker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's often people who are already going through something difficult who are more vulnerable.
Yeah. You know? Hey.
Like they're looking for connection for some kind of answer, and these groups, they take advantage of that.
Looking back, do you think maybe they were watching you, waiting for the right moment to make their move?
It's easy to look back and see all the signs.
Right.
But in the moment, you're just trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's what makes your story so powerful. Mm. It's relatable. You're dealing with this fear, this uncertainty, and then you have the home invasion. That's when things get really intense.
And the way you describe it, so casual, like they were just stopping by for a snack, it's chilling.
It is. It's not even about what they took, really. It's the fact that they were there in your space. It's about power. You know,
totally.
Like they were saying, we can do whatever we want and you can't stop us. It's psychological.
Yeah.
Did you find at that point that your fear started to shift into anger?
It's funny you should say that because you mentioned buying a baseball bat, installing security cameras. Like right. It was a turning point. You went from feeling powerless to taking action.
It's that instinct to protect yourself.
Yeah.
To take back control when you feel like you've lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Many people would have just hidden, but you fought back.
Yeah. And thank goodness you had those cameras, because what you caught on tape is the stuff of nightmares, the rituals, the chanting. It's all so unsettling.
It really is. And it makes you realize how easily we can be fooled by appearances, right? These people, they seem like they were just down on their luck, but underneath it all, something else was going on, something a lot darker.
It's like you can never really know anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the story takes another turn when their son shows up at your door talking about how his parents have been taken. It's almost like you switched places.
Because now they need something from you.
Right. And the stakes are even higher now for everyone involved. It's not just about intimidation anymore. It's about survival.
And you're caught in the middle, baseball bat in hand, facing down this group. What's going through your mind at that moment? I mean, honestly, to be in your shoes at that moment, facing them down, it's just, I can't even imagine.
Your body's probably flooded with adrenaline, right? Fight or flight kicking in.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's something else too. Because now you're in this protector role.
Yeah.
The sons turn to you for help. So there's that responsibility.
And the responsibility of what to do next. Because you chose to go into the house not knowing what you'd find.
And that, to me, that's the scariest part of this whole thing. Not the pentagrams or the chanting, but the fact that they were trapped.
Yeah.
Like when the woman says, they're already ours,
mm-hmm.
It's chilling.
It really is, because it's like they were victims, but they were also part of it, you know?
Which makes me think about the lasting impact on you. I mean, you got out, but you mentioned the driveway still creeps you out, and you're jumpier now.
Of course. That's completely normal. That wasn't just a random attack. It was weeks, months of manipulation.
Hmm.
Your sense of safety, your trust, it was shattered. Those things take time to heal.
You also wrote about making your home like a fortress, though.
Yeah.
Almost like taking back control, not just physically, but mentally, too.
Well, it has a lot about you. You didn't let this break you. You learned from it. You grew stronger. You took back your power.
What doesn't kill us?
It makes us install security cameras and motion detectors.
Yes, Zach. But on a serious note, your story is amazing. It shows that even when things get really scary, we can still find the strength to get through it. It's a good reminder to trust your gut, too, you know? If something feels wrong, it probably is. We tend to explain things away, especially with neighbors, but your story proves just how important it is to listen to those instincts.
So to our listener, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. It's something that will stay with us for a long time.
And if you're out there listening, dealing with your own nightmare next door, you're not alone. There's help out there, people who understand. You don't have to go through it alone.
This has been one intense deep dive, and we really appreciate you joining us. Until next time, stay curious, but maybe think about investing in a good security system. You never know when it might come in handy.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city.
From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.